I think they have a dropper now that drops it about like that, you know. But back then, they did. They just, you know, just throwed it at that row, and you had to chop it.
With a hoe and stuff.
Yeah, and then you had to go back if it began to, you know, get grassy. You had to go back and hoe it.
What was that grass called, you know? I mean, was a certain name for that grass that came in, you know, like, did you call it something?
Yes, it was... I don't know, I don't see any of it around no more. Other grasses has took its place.
Yeah, well, no, you know, like, no technical name, but, you know, like, just some name that you used.
I don't know if there's a name for it, but I couldn't tell you right now what it, because like I said, I don't see no more of it.
Would it just be like, what, maybe like trouble grass or... undesirable grass or something like that?
It is undesirable because you had to get it out. Because if you let it take your cotton, you couldn't pick it.
Really?
Then. No, you couldn't. And a lot of people like had such things grass. As sand spurs. Have you ever seen one of those?
I don't think so. What is it?
If you have, well, they come up bad. A lot of farms had them on them. But my daddy never, I believe he said he had sand spurs and cuckleberries whenever he moved to that farm. But he was a determined man, so he got them. If he ever seen one come up, he pulled it up.
And what is it, like a weed or something to come up?
Yeah, it comes up and it has a little burr on it that sticks in you. And you can't pick cotton when there's sand spurs in it. Because you get them all in your hands.
Oh.
So I was never used to picking cotton with sand spurs, but I could beat my husband picking cotton.
Really?
I could.
My goodness. You know, like, how much land did you have with the cotton?
Well, back when my daddy was growing it, you could plant just as much as you wanted. You didn't lock your stuff to your den, and I've known him have anywhere from 50 to 70 acres of cotton.
You know, like, how much land did
you have? You know, what is tobacco grown in? It's like grown on the land, but like, you know, like you have a pasture, but you know, like, you know, tobacco's called something else, like maybe a tobacco what?
What is
a tobacco maybe field or something? You know, like,
well,
just,
it's like grown, no, it's land, not but like, really grown in fields, you know, like, because unless now then you can rent somebody's allotment and put it on your farm. And then you can kind of make a field out of it if you get enough acreage. You know.
Well, you know, how much acreage does a field make? I mean, like, is there a certain...
No,
a field's
not,
big?
There's certain fields and certain acreage. You know, you don't know how, you know, they're fenced off maybe into certain acreage, and I couldn't tell you.
Like, I see.
But a fella does rent up a lot of tobacco allotment now. He puts it all together, which makes a pretty good feel of it, and where he can water it, you know, irrigate it. Puts it close to a pond. See, now we don't grow any here, but it's grown off. We still got the allotment. But we don't grow it here because we don't have a pond. So they can irrigate it.
You know, like if you had a little fence around the front yard, a little white fence, you know, like, what would you call that?
That's my yard fence.
Yard fence?
Yeah. I used to have one.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Are there any other names for that?
You know, like, you had a little fence around the front yard.
Well, a picket fence.
Yeah, picket fence.
That's what we had around our home where I was raised.
Really?
Was a picket fence. Because it's kind of high, because we had a bulldog that was kept inside that yard. And he didn't let nobody come in until some of us spoke to him, you know. If you spoke to him and said, all right.
He'd let you come in the gate.
Back, you go on.
Yeah.
And he didn't bother them. But didn't nobody come in our yard, just come up and walk in our yard.
So those fences are different heights?
Now mine was just small here because I never have kept it all like that. But back then, you didn't lock up your stuff. You just had your dog. Well, some of them's got dogs now that you don't walk in on either. You got to have a fence that'll hold them.
You know, like if you just had a fence around like a field, well, okay, not a field, but
guess
a pasture, yeah. You know, like